This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski returned to the practice field on Wednesday after missing the team's first game against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday night. Gronkowski has been sidelined since August 15th when he injured his hamstring while running a route in practice. Gronkowski did some running, blocking, and exploding off the line of scrimmage, among other things, in videos posted on Twitter by ESPN's Mike Reese on Wednesday morning. It is still unclear whether Gronkowski will be available for Sunday night's game against the Miami Dolphins, but ESPN's Adam Schefter told SportsCenter that he believes Gronkowski could miss Week 3 as well, considering the Patriots have a short week due to playing the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football. The lone player who was missing from practice on Wednesday was linebacker Dont'a Hightower. The Pro Bowl linebacker appeared to injure his leg during the first quarter of Sunday night's preseason opener against the Arizona Cardinals, but he returned after missing three plays and then played the rest of the game. It is unclear at this point what Hightower's availability will be for the Week 2 game against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Patriots defensive end Chris Long shared his thoughts on the league-wide protest during an appearance on ESPN Radio's Russillo and Cannell program on Tuesday. Long said, quote, "I've had a lot of thoughts about it, and it's hard. Because you want to talk to the media. You want to say something about it. And as you know with the media, it's a long conversation, and if you talk about it for a few minutes, they might take 10 to 15 seconds out of your quote to take it out of context and run with the narrative. But I'll make it pretty clear. I support my peers in exercising their right to protest. This is a wonderful country, and I think everyone agrees on that. But there are things in our country that can improve. I don't think that by acknowledging as a white male that America isn't the same for me, maybe, as it is for everybody else, in the same great place, that we're complicit in the problem or that we're saying America isn't a great place. If we're saying there are incidents of oppression in this country, systematically or individually in this country, I don't think saying, quote, well, country X, Y, or Z is 10 times worse is making anything better. I think that may be true, but why can't we improve? Long continued on, saying, quote, I respect the anthem and I would never kneel for it. We all come from different walks of life and think differently about the anthem and the flag and what that means. But I think you can respect and find a lot of truth in what these guys are talking about, and not kneel. Those aren't mutually exclusive ideas. Listen, it's complicated. It's brought out a lot of what we as fans and players think about the anthem, a lot of strong feelings on both sides. But I think we can all agree we love our vets. We love the vast majority of officers of law enforcement. But they are human beings too, and they are isolated incidents that need better, and I think all guys are saying, listen, most people might be great cops, great people that protect our communities, but when there are injustices, let's find justice for those situations." End quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.